We're all ready to go. Did you like your bounce back last night from the team perspective?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I mean, we've got, you know, good teams coming in here this week. Obviously, Boston's a team that has been pretty dominant over the last month or two. So the way we played last night was great. And get our battle right going coming down the stretch. We've been in a good place in the standings for a long time. And you can see guys get a little comfortable. But you play teams like that, it brings out the best in us.
Have you guys maybe learned how to handle those losses like you had Tuesday better with the maturity of this team over the last couple of years so that kind of thing doesn't linger into the next game?
Yeah, I do. I think we've got a pretty confident group. You know, we've been pretty good all year about if we lose one or lose two, bouncing back and you know, Paul stays honest about it and making sure that we're not getting too complacent and too comfortable, you know, knowing that we got a good hold on a playoff spot. So it's important to keep our intensity up even down the stretch and knowing where we're at as far as playoffs go.
As Mike McIntyre would say, last one for me, so I'll put you on the spot. Are you playing the best hockey that you've played in your National Hockey League career right now, Ben?
Yeah, you know, I feel good. I feel good about how I'm playing. You know, they've put me with Sammy and asked me to kind of, you know, be a mentor and kind of a veteran guy to, you know, help him into the league. And you know, I take a lot of pride in that and trying to help him out, and I think it's been going well. As far as my own game, it's, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs all the time. Things have been going well for me, and I find as the team goes, I kind of go, and you know, I'm happy with what I've been doing.
First one from me, Ben.
Thank God.
first place in the Central, how important is that to you guys, or is it... is it more important just to have your game in the right place as you head down the stretch?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, we take a lot of pride in you know, what we do. If we're, you know, first place in the Central, it's just kind of like a feather in the cap. It's not the end of the world if you're not, but it's a nice little perk to have and, you know, something we can be proud of.
The way you guys play at home, obviously, yeah, it's just to have that home ice advantage, say, yeah, for the first two rounds, would be an added bonus, I guess.
For sure.
What is it about the Calgary Flames that have maybe given you guys some trouble in your two previous meetings this season? Obviously, a lot of skill, a lot of speed.
Yeah, they're a good team. They play hard. That new coach that they got came in there has put in a good system for their team, and they play hard. They got, you know, good skill up front. They also got some grit, and then, you know, a back end that's you know, considered one of the best in the league. So it's a deep team and a team that plays fast with that new system. And you know, they're pretty comparable to us, I find. We play similar styles, similar, you know, depth up front and on the back end. So they're just a good team. That's why they've got the best of us the last two games. But we haven't seen them for a long time, so it should be a different story tomorrow.
And just last one from me, but the absence of Josh Morrissey and Dustin Byfuglien, how present is that in the room on a day-to-day basis? And I guess how much are you guys looking forward to getting one or both of them back in the lineup?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, those are our top two guys on the back end. You know, two of the better defensemen in the league, and obviously Buff's been around a long time. He's a veteran and he's a big presence in the room, and he means a lot to you know, our team, as Josh does. So it'll be big to get those guys back, and you know, obviously we're holding down the fort while those guys are out, but definitely anytime you take two of your top 4D out, it's gonna be noticeable. So I thought the guys that have stepped in for them have done a good job.
So you've been a 7-8 defenseman, you've been a 5-6 defenseman, now you're a regular, everyday NHL guy. Tell us what it means when you lose two top defensemen like that and the minutes have to filter through the group. And guys who are used to playing 14 are playing 17. And guys who play 18 are playing 21. What happens? What are the perils of that?
It's good. I think it's good for guys. You know, it gets... you know, gives guys confidence. You get more ice time, you're making more plays, and you know, guys get new opportunities, and that's what every player wants, is more opportunity. And when guys get that, you see the ones that take advantage of it, and I think the guys that have done that have stepped in, have done a good job of taking advantage of their opportunities, and making the most of it. And Charlie does a good job of, you know, working with the guys and making sure that, you know, the guys that are stepping into more minutes, you know, feel comfortable.
You guys have a group that's, you're surviving this thing, right? Like, I've seen teams where they lose a couple guys and the 14-minute guy can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's been the story here for not just this year, but last year. We've always had top guys go down with big injuries, long injuries. We lost Shipes last year for 2 months, and guys were able to step up and fill holes, and you know, our team was able to succeed. And I think that speaks to the depth that we have around here. We have a lot of good players.
Yeah,